Parsha. There's a tremendous lekach to be taken from this week's Parsha. Just going to bring out a couple of horrors in order to bring out the point. The Parsha begins with Balak contracting Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. And Bilam has b'chol ha'emetz lavava, he wants to curse Klal Yisrael. For some strange reason, Chazal ha-megala to us that when Hashem rejects his initial request, so Hashem tells him, lo yiseylech, lo yisor, ki boruchu. So Chazal tells us there was a whole back and forth with Rabbi Nishlam. And the end of the day, Bilam even was maskim, let me give them a brocha. I'll be a Rebbe, I'll give Klal Yisrael a brocha. Rabbi Nishlam told him, it's okay. Ki boruchu. They don't need your brocha. They don't need. But Chazal uses a stronger lashon. If you look at Rashi, like we tell the bee, we don't need it. We don't need your sting. We'll moichel the honey, we don't need the sting. So it sounds like for some reason, it's a kash on both ends. Bilam hates Klal Yisrael. He wants to curse them. Why does he go to the other end? He's not playing games with the Rabbi Nishlam. He knows he can't play games with the Rabbi Nishlam. He knows that if he gets Rishus to give them a bracha, he has to give them a bracha. So, why in the world does he want to give them a bracha? It's like schizophrenic. If he wants to curse them, he's a son of Yisrael, he wants to curse them. Why does he even want to give them a bracha? But Smashma, he wanted. The end, Hashem rejects that and says no. But the end, Hashem is masking. So may Korah my Kesavah, beside my Kesavah. The end is Hashem Taka tells him to go. And he says, but I'm going to tell you what to say. 100%. Bilam was masking to that by the beginning. Bilam from the beginning said, listen, I'll give them a brocha. Based on what you tell me. What changed? The Varnishim said, Ephes. You can only say what I'm going to tell you. That's all you could say. And Bilam repeats that several times to Balak. I'm stuck. I mean, I'm bound by what the Rabbeinu Shem tells me. So that was from the beginning. So in other words, why did Bilam want to give them a bracha? The end, and Hashem told him no, not available. The end is Hashem allows him. With a Tanai that Bilam was already masking through from the beginning. What changed? What shifted? Talmud Namais. So some of this to my real discount is oimed on, but there's a tremendous lekach, tremendous musa hastel to be taken from what happened here. There's a fascinating gemara in Gittin, the Sukkis of the Chubin. The gemara here talks about when Uncle Sager wanted to be Magaya. So before he wanted to be Magaya, he did some kishin. He brought up his uncle. Titus was already in other places. He brought him up. So, Aske Letitus. So he told him, Man Choshev Bahu Alme. It's quite a fascinating gemara. Why is it so fascinating? Because you see the Rishoyim that get pulled up, they're still Rishoyim. You would think after all the years, Gehenim, they change. I mean, you're already in Gehenim already. You're not here anymore. You're already in Gehenim. You know what Titus was? If you look at the Gemara says that Titus, he knew. He was a single-minded kid, Titus. He knew it. Believed in Schar Voynish. He knew when he goes up, they're going to... So he decided that he's going to give himself Gehenim before Gehenim, so he shouldn't get Gehenim. So he left the Tzavo, they should burn him up when he died. And they should spread his ashes into kindness in the Atlantic and he figured he'll give himself to this, so he's done. There's a shtickle mind. He didn't realize Mekanesh Havekloiv. So what happened when they asked him afterwards, Mahava Bedinach? He said, every day they gather, Hashem gathers all my ashes from Dalat Kanfis Haaretz. puts it together, puts the neshama back in, burns me, and starts the whole parasha. Behind me, that I paskin for myself, the Ebrishter tells it again, the father of the whole world, and then the next day they do the same thing again. So this is a guy that knows what's going on at this point. So his nephew, Uncle Sagel, calls him up from the grave and says, "Nu, who's the most chashuv? Amale Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, they are the most chashuv." So he tells him, "Okay, Nu, Ma'ul Yadbuke Bey. Sorry. What should I be Megaya? Avadi should be Megaya. Amale Miloy Nefish and Belimots of the community. It's too many mitzvahs. Stay away from them. It's Nervoyim. Nervoyim. Anyway, Vaitel calls up Bilam Arosha. Bilam Arosha is over Sof Maisa. Ask him to Bilam. Man Choshe Vayam, Omele Yisrael. You know what the Bilam Arosha's Gehenim is? They burn him every day in Shivcha Zera, Roysach, whatever. Nishkin Geshmak HaMaisa. Nishkin Geshmak HaMaisa. He's not in a 5-star hotel. So he asked Bilam HaRosha, Ma'u Lidbukeik, to Klal Yisrael. Oma Lei Lo Yisidroi Shevosom Shloimam V'Tevosom Kol Hayomim. It's unbelievable. It's nerve-wracking. The Musa Haskel from the Gemara is... They're still B'dish also. It's frying for, it could be frying for 1,500 years in Shiv Chazer or Isachas. The Zelba Bill Moroshe. Loisidro Ishtevasam, Mishloimo. It's Nervoy. Mamish Nervoy. Last week I was telling the Olam over the Mishnah Pirkei Ovis. The Mishnah says, Ma Bein Talmidov Shal Avrom Avinu Talmidov Shal Bill Moroshe. Famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Pelvic a Mishnah, right? Ma bein. What are you talking about? Ma shaychus beinayim. Ma bein. Ma bein. You have a svor el havu. You have a svor from a b'chaim. And you have a svor from a Menachem Zember. Ma bein. You go through the chilik. Two tifa svaras, one is like this, they'll understand the Rambam differently. Bilam and Avraham Avinu, what's the shaykhus between them? And then the Mishnah says, Ayin Ro, Bale Gaiva, Nefesh Rechova, goes through the distinctions between the Talmidim. It's a modernized. And then the Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says, and how is the end different? How is the end different? You know how the end is different? The tzaddikim, the talmidim of Avraham Avinu, the yarshin gan eden, olam haba, and talmidim bilam harosha, yarshin gan shkeich. The whole mishnah is pshutik lashmoy. What in the world is the mishnah being mechadesh? That there's a huge difference between talmidim Avraham Avinu and talmidim bilam harosha, and that. Lost it, lover, they're in different places. What in this Mishnah is a chiddush? Well, Aleph base. Another thing that bothered me is that normally, Dovah v'Hafuchai, at least you find in the same door. In the door of Avraham Avinu, right? The Hafuchai, the other side of the coin, wasn't Bilam. Bilam should be Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mishnah should say, Ma Bein Talmidav Shel Bilam, or Talmidav Shel Moshe. Right? Avraham Avinu is a Chahandach Adoyim. You could go to Oig Melech Abosha. You could pick other people in the door of Avraham Avinu. But why are you picking Avraham and Bilam? It's not a Dover of Hafucha. And another Nakuda bothered me in the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah use a Lashon Yerusha? It says the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, they yarshin Olam Haba. Talmidim of Bilam HaRosha, they yarshin Gehenim Yerusha. Yerusha is when you get something that you didn't have to work for. That's the whole Yisrael of Yerusha. Yerusha is you get it because you get it. It falls to you. So why do we call Schar V'Oinish Yerusha? Why does the Mishnah Pirkei Avos call Schar V'Oinish Yerusha? It's not Yerusha. It's reward. It's Schar. It has to be upset. So I'll tell you this. You saw it. You know, there's a famous story. I don't know if it's famous here, but it was famous in Klal Yisrael. The Al-Shech HaKadosh and the Arizal both lived in Tzfas. The Al-Shech HaKadosh was older. He was born before the Arizal. The Arizal was born in the 1530s. The Al-Shech was the beginning of the maybe 15, 20 years before the Arizal. And he lived longer. The Arizal, it's hard to believe. The Arizal lived 38 years. Can you imagine? The Arizal's life is 38 years. It's another volume. 38 years, like 1,000 years. But what the Arizal did, you think he was 1,000 years old. So he died way before the Al-Shech. He was born after the Al-Shech. But the Al-Shech HaKadosh used to give a Parsha Shir in Tzfas. Imagine that Shir, the Al-Shech HaKadosh giving Shir, Parsha. I think there's too many places I'd want to be more. And the Arizal used to come to the Shir. Imagine, the Al-Shech, the Arizal, so that. It's hard to even imagine. It was the Parsha from Vayetze, and the Al-Shech HaKadosh was going through Lavan Arami's dripping of Yaakov Avinu. So Chazal tell us that even though it says Aseres Moinim, it was 10 times 10. Lavan fooled Yaakov 100 times. And the Arizal is sitting, and the Al-Shech HaKadosh is going through, like only the Al-Shech HaKadosh could, all of the 100 tricks that Lavan played. And he was able to articulate, to illustrate and articulate each one. Atu Nekudim and Brudim, and he said, Nekudim, the hands Nekudim. I know, I said the left hand should be Nekudim, and the right hand not. He went through the whole thing. Anyway, he gets to number 78. Whew. See what Rabbi Brody thinks about it. I still want to be there. But see, it's sticking train. Anyway, he gets to number 78. The 78th trick of Lavan, the Al-Shech, and the Arizal bursts out laughing. And all the 77 reason explanations that the Al-Shech gave, the Arizal was looking and shaking his head, and he said when he got to 78, the Arizal burst out laughing. And then the Al-Shech keeps on going, 79, he got to 100. The Arizal went back to his serious mode, shaking his head each one. Anyway, after the Shir, the Arizal gets up and he runs over to the Al-Shech. He says, the Rav shouldn't be Choshev, Chas V'Shalom, that the 78th Mahalach that you said, I thought was, you know, funny. The Arizal was Yudua, that he saw things that nobody could see. He saw things nobody could see. I'm sure. So he said that, I want you to know, the Arizal told the Al-Shech, I want you to know that when you give Shir, the Malachim Elyon come down. I don't just come to hear your Shir, I come to join the participants. The Malachi Shemayim come down. He says, for some reason, Parashas Vayetze, Motarunte gebracht, Lavan Arami alone. They brought the Baal HaMemra into the room. And he was here. And I was watching him. And every time you said, yeah, dotted right hand, but the left hand not. I said, no, I said the left. Lavan was sitting there going, yeah, let's talk about what I did. When you said number 78, Lavan was shocked. That taki he never thought of. And what did he say? Chaval, I didn't think of that trick. Chaval! He says, when I heard Lavan say Chaval, I didn't think of the trick, I burst out laughing. Vos Zetman from Dor? Really, that maise with Arizal and Al-Shech HaKadosh, which is a miyusadika maise, it's this Gemara in Gittin. Bilam Rosh, he could be 1,500 years in Shechazer Isachas, and he's still saying Don't connect the klai. It's a blight noch. It's a blight noch. The Bukhana Vasaman says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, you should be Az Kanoma, Gibor Kari, Rotz Katsvi. Why is everything animals? Why are we looking at the behemoth? You can't pick somebody in history to be a Gibor? Why? Even the Ovis HaKadoshim, Yankov Avinu, when he blessed his sons, he found different animals to connect them to animals. So Rebbe Chanan says, Amor de Gezach, this is found in the letters of Rebbe Chanan Vassaman Zecher Tzadik L'Vorcha. Rebbe Chanan says that Chazal teach us that when Hashem created Adam Arishan, he created him from all the animals. That means there's a piece. There's different genetics from all the animals that was made in a human being. And this midrashim, it's fascinating that today, in the last 50 years, those midrashim, the doctors finally are figuring out some things that Voshtechen and Chazal, they found that the best valve, today they already use synthetic heart valves. Right? And they work even better. For a while, they were using cow valves and pig valves. Pig valves. I had a chavrus. I was a shtickel takif. I had a chavrus who had a valve replacement, and he had a pig's valve. And sometimes we would have an argument. This was Yitzchok David Shechter Zecher Tzadik L'Vorcha. Chasha B'Yid. His old chavrus that we learned together. So when I argued with his source, sometimes I would say, "Dos is the chazra." You say that's not fair. That's not indefensible. Dos is the chazra. The Medrash says that the wave came from the chazra. It's unbelievable. So we, each person has all these things. Rabbi Chanan says that's why when a person doesn't have Torah, they could be the worst. Look at serial killers. In the jungle, you don't find serial killers. They kill because they want to eat. You don't find they're making a whole plan to kill as many people as they can kill, to kill as many animals as they can kill if they have no interest to eat it. But Bukhana said, because a human being has a capacity to be the biggest monster. You have it all in you. So Chazal can't tell you, Yishev no shaykhiz to behemah. Bistach behemah. We're telling you, channel the behemishkeit. Channel it, elevate it. You should be Gibor Kari Lasses with Senevicha Shabashma. You should channel it in the right way. Because those traits are there. You have to, and if you don't channel it the right way, Blightman Abahemah. That's what you stay. You stay a behemoth. Bilam Arash, Egeven HaBehemah. He was a behemoth. He lived with a behemoth. Egeven HaBehemah. He was a behemoth. And says the Maril Diskin, that whenever a Novi gives a Nevuah, there's a part, the Nevuah goes through the person. The Maril Diskin says this in the end of the Maril Diskin Al HaTorah. Rav Shach Zatzal used to say this all the time. Say over this Rabbi Shulay Diskin. He also said it in his Shir Al Adaf. I heard it from him. He gave Shiur on Bava Basra. Rav Shach gave Shiur on everything. He gave Shiur at the end. I got to take a Morris to the end of the first parak on Bava Basra. He said it over there also. The Maril Diskin says that the Navi, the Nevuah goes through the Navi, and it has some characteristics of the Navi. Has some components of the Navi himself comes through. That's why the Gemara says in Megillah, when they wanted to have a Nevuah with little Midas HaRachman, they went to Chulda. Because she's a woman, she's a Rachmanis, what is Rachmanis? It's a Nevuah. Terence says, no, the Nevuah goes through the person. And the Nevuah has an element, it's a Rangebach, it's baked through the person. Right? It reflects the one who's giving the Nevuah. Bilam HaRosha told the Rabbanu Shalom, says the Maril Diskin, I want to give them a brocha mit the Bilamkeit. With the animalistic natures of Bilam, it's going to come through. He'll filter the bracha. If I can't curse them, let me bless them. There'll still be bilam in it. Hashem said no. We have no interest in bilamkeit. Bilam, the bracha with bilam's filter system doesn't work for us. And Hashem rejected it. At the end, Hashem agreed to a different thing. Hashem said, I will put the words in your mouth and you'll just spit them out. Rabbi Yankov Zatzal used to say, it's like you have a wonderful perfume that has to go through a sewer pipe. It's going to contaminate it. So what do? You take the sewer pipe and you line it with something. You put another pipe in the pipe so that the perfume goes through the other pipes so it doesn't get contaminated. So the Rebbeinu Shlom took these brachas for Klal Yisrael. Now if you look at the Pesukim, and the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is Omer on it, it keeps on saying, Vayosem Hashem Dovah B'fi Bilam. What is that? Not a regular Nevuah. That's why this Nevuah was managed like a Moshe Rabbeinu Nevuah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was pure, but that's because Moshe purified himself. He was the Ish Elokim. Bilam was Metumtum, but Hashem isolated Bilam. So Nevuah came out with the same purity. You understand? And that's the reason Rav Shach Zatzal said. That's the reason why the Gemara says at the end of the first paragraph of Bava Basra, Moshe Kosav Sifroi, Uparshas Bilam. Does it say Moshe Kosav Sifroi Uparshas Hakeda? Because that was spoken to Avraham Avinu. Moshe Kosav Sifroi Uparshas Noach? Because it was spoken to Noach. What's the difference? Zokrim Shach. Because Moshe Rabbeinu got the Nevuah of Noach clearer than Noach got it. So when it's written in the Torah, it's not written the way Noach got it. It's written the way Moshe got it. Parshas Akedah is not written the way Avram heard it from Hashem. It's brought down clearer. It's the way Moshe heard it. But Bilam was mamish the way it was. That's why Kosav Parshas Bilam. Yeah. I always used to say, when Rav Shach gave Shir on Agadite, it was the same Lamdan that gave Shir in Shtoros and Bav Metzia. I was able to hear both those Shir from him. In Shtoros and in Agadite. Such clarity. That's the idea. The Lekach, what we see over here is that Bilam was such a behemoth, there was no way to separate the behemoth. He had Hashem Vayosem Hashem Dovah B'fi Bilam. That's the Musar Haskel is that in this world is our only opportunity to transform ourselves. And if we don't, Rahman al-Islam will left behemoth. This is the place where we can change. Rabbi Yankov came back all excited once from Eretz Yisrael. He always came back excited. He came up with it. He said he saw an unbelievable thing on the plane. What was on the plane? Somebody wanted to be moved up to upper class. So Yankov, whoever took him to Eretz Yisrael, they gave him an upper class ticket. So somebody got out of the plane and they also wanted an upper class ticket. So they went over to the stewardess, and they said, how much does it cost for the business class? So the steward said, it's generally $500 more. Today it's a lot more than $500 more. But then it was $500 more. This is $500 more. The person said, I'll give $500. I want to move up. The steward said, sorry, not available. He said, $1,000. No. Rabbi Yankov said, Sekiven Azubi Kamsi Valkamsi. She ready to pay for the whole plane almost. I want to be here. The stewardess looked at her and said, here in the sky, you can't make deals. It's down there. If Yankov said, dos y dos! No deals up there. Here's where we'd make our deals. Not up there. Dalton Kemenishmachin can deal. The deals are here. Right? This is where we have the koyach. And if you don't change here, this. Look, Rahman al-Islam, look what happens. Look at Titus, look at Bilam HaRasha, look at Lavan Arabi. This is where we change. This is the place where we change. And that's what the Mishnah is saying in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah is saying in Pirkei Avos is, this is what Shlomo Hyman says. Shlomo Hyman says, when the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ma Bein, He says the Mishnah is really asking a deep question. Because we said, what kind of question is the Mishnah asking? What's between the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, Talmidim of... What are you talking about? What's the connection between them? What's the connection between them? So Shlomo Hyman, the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah V'Das, he said a great word. He said, the Mishnah's not asking what's the difference. The difference is very clear. Very clear what the difference is. The Mishnah was asking a deeper question. The Mishnah was perplexed. Generation of Avraham Avinu was full of Gerim. Avraham Avinu turned around the world. Thousands of people changed because of Avraham Avinu. In the generation of Bilam Elisha, there was so much more Elikus in the world. There was Matan Torah. Bilam was a Navi. So we don't find that anything changed. Nothing changed. The Mishnah is asking, why? Why? Why were there no Talmidim of Bilam? Why were there no Bnei Aliyah? And the answer is because they weren't Mechapas to change their Midas. There was a Chasar in Midas. In Avraham Avinu's door, there was an Ayin Toiva. There was a Lev Toiv. There was Anivus. There was the Midas that allowed itself to seek the truth. And that's why they were Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. In essence, the Mishnah is saying is, why were there no normal Talmidei Bilam? Why Taka weren't they? Why didn't they exist? The Mishnah is telling you what. So I was thinking, according to Shlomo Hyman's Pshat, you could say, that's why the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Yerusha. Because what's Yerusha? I asked you a question. Why does the Mishnah use the Lashon of Yerusha on Schar Va'Inish? Schar Va'Inish is not Yerusha. You earned it. If you got Olam Haba, you earned it. Rahman al-Flan, somebody ends up in Gehenna, he earned it. Why are you calling it a Yerusha? Why is the Mishnah Pergiyos? The Teretz is, Yerusha is very unique. Yerusha, the Achronim explained, the Ragachava, other Achronim explained, Yerusha is because the Yerush is in the place of the person that died. He's kontachtav. He represents the person that died. He's a hemshuch, it's like a continuation of the person that died. And that's the whole beginning of Bava Basra. Yeshnoichlam, where the Gemara talks about Yerusha is based on being a representative. The Gemara even asks a question, why doesn't a brother come before a son? Because he's come tachasov of Liyibum. So a Yerush represents, the Pshad is, Olam Haba is what you made of yourself. What you made of yourself. It is a Yerusha. It's not schar, stam reward. It's the transformation. You make yourself into a Ben Olam Haba, and Memeli Yerush Ben Olam Haba. That's Kakawa. You are, and that's what we have to walk away from this parasha and realize. This is the opportunity that we have in this world to make ourselves from Behema to Mamish Malochim. And that's what's in front of us. And we can only make the deal here. There's no place else to make the deal. Agud Mishabbat.